Those of us who work here at NPR in Washington typically come to work aware of floods, fires, and mudslides someplace else, in the news. Our local disasters tend to be more of the political variety. But this morning, there were scenes of motorists trapped in rushing waters being rescued from their cars, all this just outside the nation's capital in Bethesda, Maryland. A huge water main broke, and in no time, suburban River Road looked like a shallow course for river rafting, and rescuers from the Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Department were dispatched to the scene where they performed heroic acts. One of them, Lieutenant Patrick Mitchell, is on the phone with us right now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
When did you get the word this morning that there were cars flooded?
Well, it was around 8 o'clock, I believe. I didn't see the clock. We were dispatched for a water rescue on River Road, which was very rare for us.
This is a morning rush hour water rescue on a road where commuters are driving to work in Washington, D.C.
Right, and this is a fairly major artery.
What happened?
Well, we're not sure. I'm sure it was a cold weather effect of a very large water main that it ended up breaking the water main at the top of a very large hill.
And we saw you, many people saw you on television all over the country, I guess, this morning, as you were helping people who were trapped in their cars, and if they'd gotten out, might have been swept away by the rushing waters.
I was in the forefront with a lot of help in the rear. If, you know, it was a team effort, all it took was one person not to be able to do his job, and we might not have been able to get anybody out.
How many people were, in fact, trapped, and what happened to them?
Well, total, altogether, were 12 people were trapped.
And if you slipped while you're doing this, you could be rushed down and get pretty badly hurt, I should think.
Yes. It could have been fatal on some people's part. Our personnel that were in the water, myself included, were tethered, and we were trained to be able to get to shore as best we can in something like that. But it could have been a very serious condition.
Shore, in this case, being the side of River Road, getting...
Right, right. Yeah, the side of the curb, basically.
You had a boat out there. You're on a boat.
Yeah, we have a small boat that we use for that. We lower that with we call it lowering it. We allow the current to help us take the boat to the cars by rope.
What did the people say when you found them in their cars?
Well, to be honest, they were very, I'll say scared, but they were upset and concerned and justifiably so. But they were very cooperative. Everybody worked well together. They followed instructions to the T, and very, very shortly after I got there, we were able to get people to the shore, to the side of the road.
At one point, you had to be rescued from this flood.
Well, what happened was once we got the victims to shore, the boat flooded, and it was almost impossible for the guys to move the boat back to me with ropes. So I could have either self-rescued myself, which meant swimming back over to the side of the road, or just have the helicopter come and pick me up. And they were very close by and jumped right in and said, we'll take care of it, so...
And just before I let you go, all the people who were rescued, are they all doing okay? Are they all right?
As far as I know, everybody was fine. They had some slight cases of hypothermia. Other than that, no injuries and no other medical issues, thank goodness.
And everybody who'd seen the water coming down River Road was probably experiencing some kind of shock at that point.
It came down very forcefully. At one time, some of the units at the bottom of the hill were stating that the waves were almost 4 feet tall.
Almost 4 feet tall, coming down a suburban thoroughfare. Well, Lieutenant Patrick Mitchell of the Montgomery County, Maryland Fire and Rescue Department, thanks a lot for talking with us.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.